not this one here.
Say if you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, say, and you stop somewhere for lunch, you might tell people, now we can't stay long, we still have a
long journey to make.
Okay, or would you say a long
trip?
Okay, would you say a long ways or for a piece or a long way to go?
Long way to go.
Okay, and something was very common, and you didn't have to look for it in any special place. You say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
Okay. Anyway. And if someone slipped and fell over this way, you say he fell over
backward.
And this way would be
forward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say no.
I didn't have any luck today.
Okay. Or no, what, a one? No.
No, I didn't catch any fish.
Would you say no, not a one, or no, nary one?
No, not a one.
Okay. You ever hear that nary one?
No.
Say if you had a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop this year.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say that you
cleared the land.
Okay. And say if you had cut the hay off a piece of land, and that same year, that same season, enough hay grew back on its own, so you could cut it again, what would you call it?
A double crop.
Okay. And what do you call that old dead dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring after the hay?
Just grass.
You ever heard of second cutting or aftermath?
Yes, I have.
What?
Second cutting.
Do you know what that growth. What does that refer to?
Second growth of the grass.
Uh-huh.
After it's been cut, it grows back and then it's left there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that called second cutting?
Second growth.
Second growth? Mm-hmm. A crop that hadn't been planted that year but just comes up on its own. Would be a
volunteer crop.
Okay. And you say if wheat's tied up into a
bundle.
Okay. And then the bundles are piled up into a
bale.
Okay. But wheat though, what is wheat bale?
Mm. I don't know about wheat.
Okay.
Well, they just have oats here.
Yeah.
They bale oats. Thresh the seeds off and then bale oats for hay.
How do you bale oats?
Well, they have a big machine. Somebody cuts the oaks down for them, and they dry out in the sun. They let them dry for several days, and then man come by with a bale. And this machine have those wide bends like you was talking about on the barrel, and bales them up and put that around them and leave them in a square bale about that long and about that wide.
Uh-huh. When is it finished?
When is it finished?
When is it thrashed?
Oh, they thrash it before they cut it. They go through there with the machine and get all the seeds off. They have something they catch them in, and they call that thrashing oat. And it catch those seeds, and they sack those up for seed and use the hay the oats for hay.
They're bailing is just that, the stalk part?
Yes, just the stalk part.
What do they call that, do you know?
Hay.
That's what hay is.
Yeah.
Okay. You say we raise 40 what of wheat to an acre? 40?
Bales of hay are so many 100 pounds of seeds.